Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and we're looking at those prophetic psalms. We began with Psalm 22, 23, and 24, which are in order and prophetic sequence. Now we are looking at three more that are in prophetic sequence, 46, 47, 48. I told you that Rivka Shore, a lady in Israel, one of my Jewish friends, said that their rabbis are telling them that now they should do what is required of them. In other words, don't be afraid, God will protect you, in Psalm 46. But it describes a time of trouble, even a time of tribulation, one that is beginning now as they are pressed on every side, but will culminate in the great tribulation. That's Psalm 46. Now, Psalm 47, the next psalm in this sequence, we're going to read to you from the Art Scrolls to Helim. This introduction to the psalm. Now, it explains what's going to happen in 46, has reference to, we said, the wrath of God, really, and God's glory straightening things out. Now, Psalm 47, they say, after the earth returns to order and tranquility, the nations will recognize God's universal mastery and will seek his presence in Jerusalem. That would be the sheep nations. They would come there. A shofar blast is referred to in this psalm. And that shofar blast on Rosh Hashanah, the head of the Jewish civil year, this Psalm 47 is recited seven times prior to the sounding of the shofar. And on Rosh Hashanah, they sound the shofar 100 times. So this is what's going to be happening immediately after the tribulation and the judgment of the nations. I'm going to read to you from Psalm 47, and actually our King James has a mistranslation in the first verse. It says, "O clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with a song of triumph." That is not what the Hebrew says. The Hebrew says, and it's translated like this, "All you nations, join hands." Probably the translators of the King James and maybe some other translators, it says palm to palm or cough to cough. And so they didn't really understand that this is the Hebrew way of saying you join hands. All you nations, join hands. Call out to God with a cry of joy. For Hashem is most high, awesome, a great king over all the earth. This is what the nations will do. They will call out to God when they appoint God as their sovereign. And with trumpets and the sound of the horn, blast before the king, they will come. This is in Psalm 98:6, but we also going to see it here. For Hashem is most high, awesome, a great king over all the earth. The nations of the earth are urged to come into a unity. Join your hands together and serve the king. And so then we're going on. Now this is I'm reading to you in the verse 3 it is in ours, and it says in the King James, "He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet." In the Hebrew translations it says, "He plagues the nations in our stead, and kingdoms beneath our feet," Israel as the leading nation on the earth. "He will choose us for our heritage, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah." King James says, "He shall choose us for our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob." We talked about yesterday that when he says Jacob, he means the flesh Jews. He didn't call them Abraham. He didn't call them Isaac. They had other sons, but he calls them Jacob. And so he chooses them, and they're all told to Selah. Pause and think of this. What we have in verse 5 is, "God is gone up with a shout. the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Now, here's what they say. Here's how they translate it. God ascended with the blast, Hashem with the sound of the shofar. What does he ascend? He ascends his throne. He ascends his throne, and there will be the sound of the shofar as he ascends that throne. They have the tekiah sound, the shevirim, they have the teruah, but they have a special blast. He will ascend his throne with the long blast, the sound of the shofar. This is the long-awaited blast signaling the ingathering of the exiles. We'll read now from Isaiah 27:13. It shall come to pass on that day that a great horn shall be blown, and they shall come, those who were lost in the land of Assyria, and those who were dispersed in the land of Egypt, and they shall prostrate themselves before Hashem in the holy mountain Jerusalem. This is the long blast of the shofar that has always been associated with the ingathering of the scattered Jews. Make music for God. Make music. Make music for our King. Make music, they are told in verse 7. In verse 6, we say, sing praises. They say, make zamru. And it's a special kind of music to make. Verse 8, for God is King of all the earth. Make music, O enlightened one. Enlightened to who is really God, who is really King. Make music to him. Verse 8 in our Bible, the King James reads, God reigns over the heathen. That word would be nations, as you well know. God reigns over the nations. God sits upon the throne of his holiness. He ascends to that throne with the sound, a long blast of the shofar, which signals the ingathering of the Jews to that land and the coming of God up to that throne. And all the nations of the earth then will see that he reigns over the nations. God reigns over the nations during that millennial reign and forevermore. God sits upon the throne of his holiness. Verse 10 in the King James, it says, actually 9, the princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. That's our King James translation. Here is the translation into the Hebrew. The nobles, from the Hebrew, the nobles of the nations gathered. The nations of the God of Abraham. For gods are the shields of the earth. He's collected all their shields. He is exceedingly exalted. So that's what's just happened just after the tribulation time. Now we're going over to chapter 48, which is also in this three chapter sequence in the Psalms, prophetic. They say in their introduction to Psalm 48, the previous psalm describes the defeat of all the nations hostile to God, which will take place in messianic times. It concludes with a call to all who were faithful to God to gather together in the Holy Land and in the chosen city of Jerusalem. Here the psalmist describes the future glory of this city, which lays in ruins, Its reconstruction will be no mere architectural feat of mortar and stone. Rather, the resurrection of the sacred city will signal an era of national renewal. We, the Jews, will be like children returning to their father's home, and God our Father will invest us with new energy and vitality to lift our souls to immortality. And so now we will begin the 48th Psalm. It begins in the King James, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. This first verse says in the Tehillim, great is Hashem. That means Jehovah. They don't say Jehovah. They say Hashem, the name. Great is Hashem and much praised in the city of our God, mount of his holiness, fairest of sights. joy of all the earth. Mount Zion by the northern sides, city of the great king. This city will be restored. And they point out here that when it talks about great is Hashem and much praised in the city of our God, they say that this also shows that in their commentary that the roots of Jerusalem emanate from Jerusalem, celestial Jerusalem, Yerushalayim Shema Allah, the Jerusalem that is above. And we know in Psalm 122, it says that these two cities are coming together. It says that in the book of Ephesians. It says that in the book of Revelation. Heavenly Jerusalem and earthly Jerusalem shall be joined together, and they are the joy of all the earth. Jerusalem in the earth in the future will be elevated spiritually as well as built back. It will be the joy of all the earth. It will be cleansed and it will be brimming with joy. There will be no melancholy there. The verse in 3, fairest of sights, there, verse 3, joy of all the earth, Mount Zion by the northern side, city of the great king. God in her palaces is known as the stronghold. For behold, the kings assembled, they came together, they saw and were forthwith astounded, they were terrified and fled in haste. The former kings of the earth, there's really no one. Awe, the word A-W-E, awe, is that which inspires fear. And awesome God, our God is an awesome God. It means it inspires the fear of God. We should fear nothing but God. It's not the fear like we are of a rattlesnake, but it's the fear of God himself. Trembling will come upon these kings like convulsions of a woman in birth travail. Those are the kings of the earth at the time when he's raised up. With an east wind, you smash the ships of Tarshish. As we heard, we saw. With an east wind, this is their commentary on the east wind. The east wind is the wind reserved for God's punishments, as seen during the destruction of the Egyptians at the sea. Exodus 14:21, it says, and God swept the sea with a strong eastern wind. And also during the downfall of Tyre. It is written in Ezekiel 27:26, the eastern wind smashed you in the midst of the seas. So there will be a great smashing of the ships of Tarshish during the judgment of the world. Tarshish is mentioned frequently in scripture as a flourishing distant seaport from which many valuable and exotic goods were imported to Israel. And so the psalmist is predicting that the naval might of Tarshish is doomed, that God will destroy it with his judging eastern winds. Now, I think about when that eastern wind came back and hit Kennebunkport, President Bush the First, after he had called for a Madrid peace conference, but we won't go there right now. Verse 9, as we heard, so we saw in the city of Hashem of legions, in the city of our God. May God establish it to eternity. We hoped, O God, for your kindness in the midst of your sanctuary. Like your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Righteousness fills your right hand. May Mount Zion be glad. May the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments. Walk around Zion. Encircle her. Count her towers. In other words, she'll be rebuilt. You can even build it. Shalom, shalom. He will reign forever.